When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, Alex, what's the meaning of this title? I mean, you're the host of a stock market podcast. You're literally trading in stocks every day of the week, and you talk about it here on the Market Adventure podcast 3 times a week, at least. How can you say stop buying stocks? Well, here's the deal. Achieving true wealth involves having a long-term strategy. Part of a wealth strategy does include stocks. That is undeniable. But there's something that is required in that plan that we don't talk about enough here. That's owning real estate. The ultimate goal I have for myself and all of you is freedom and control over your time. At least that's my goal, specifically controlling my time. Crypto is cool. Options trading is fun and can be very lucrative. And stocks offer an incredible opportunity. But there's never been a wealth generator and protector like real estate. If you think about it, if every company goes bankrupt and the internet, the grid goes down forever, people will still need a place to live. Now, answer this. Do you own where you live right now or do you rent? I'll tell you, I rent where I live. We've always rented. We've never owned. Now, there's a poll attached to the description of this episode. Go ahead and answer the poll. Tell me if you own where you live, if you rent, or if you rent where you live, but you own real estate that you're renting out to somebody else, right? You're cash flowing that property. Right? There's several different ways to do it. Now, the key to wealth, right? The real secret to wealth is ownership. Now, we all know schools don't teach us about investing. And to be honest, I'm not sure many educators actually invest. But ownership is such a simple concept to teach and learn. Real estate is the first exposure to ownership that most of us will really be exposed to as far as assets are concerned. Many of us own possessions, things that have lost value since the day we brought them home. Now, owning real estate and owning possessions like clothes, jewelry, and even your car are not the same thing. But since we're here, since we're stock investors already, right, we've started off better than most people. When we buy stocks, that's practicing ownership of an asset. You get some credit if you are buying crypto too. Now, you don't need to stop buying stocks, okay? The title is just something to grab you so you understand where we're going with this. You don't have to stop buying stocks, but you need to have a plan. How do you take the next step to owning property, to true ownership on that kind of a scale? Here's the thing, right? Owning property has many advantages for us as individuals and as investors. First, if you own a family, having real estate provides safety and security, space if you have children like I do, and also owning a property teaches you lessons that renting a home simply cannot. Second, you're storing wealth and protecting it for the next generation. For me, it's my son and my daughter. Right? When you pay rent on a lease, or when I pay rent on my lease, right, that money is flowing out and doesn't return any future value, right? Paying rent for me right now is akin to taking the cash out of my wallet, right, and setting it on fire. When you pay down on a mortgage, however, that money goes into the home in the form of equity. Equity in a home is a form of protection against ourselves, but also protection against outward forces like inflation. Moreover, you can't pass on ownership of a rental. I can't pass this apartment on to my son or my daughter, right? But when you own a home, you can pass that on, that ownership, on to a loved one, right? There's a lot of different benefits. The last one we're going to talk about, at least for this episode, is the cash flow, right? Should you decide to own the real estate and rent it out. Being on the other side of a lease agreement can be very lucrative, right? Imagine this. You own a home and you rent it out to tenants or you Airbnb it. Now, instead of using cash from your paycheck to buy stocks and crypto, The house is paying for your ownership in these other assets. Assets buying more assets. That's the wealth hack. That is what I envision for my family over at least the next 3 years, right? Owning property that funds our other investments, right? We're going to do Airbnbs, residentials, you name it. I'll never stop buying stocks, right? Ever. And I'll probably never stop buying crypto, ever. But the top of my mind right now is to secure our first property. Until I find one, I'm going to keep buying stocks and crypto. I'm building up a big portfolio. And when the right time comes, when I find the right property and it's the right time and I have the amount of cash I need to secure it, I'll sell my stocks and I'll sell my crypto to get enough to make that fat down payment and lock it in. So there it is. That's the message here, right? Stop buying stocks until you have a plan. And your plan should be involving buying your first real estate property, whether you want to live in it or rent it. And that plan can start with buying stocks. If you want to use that cash and buy stocks and build up a big portfolio, if you want to liquidate it and just make sure you're generating some returns on your cash, or maybe you want to take that cash and buy crypto or loan out your crypto and earn earnings on your cash, whatever you want to do in the interim is up to you. But it's a plan, right? And that plan is going to lead you to buying your first property and protecting your wealth and multiplying your dollars to secure your freedom. And that's it, right? So tune in Friday for the next episode of the Market Adventures podcast. But hear the message today, right? We're practicing ownership. We love stocks. We love crypto. We love investing in paper assets. But it's time that we include that big RE, right? That big real estate to our plan so that we can really begin to generate a generational wealth, right? And protect our assets, protect our cash. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.